I love my training. I'm always glad I was a hospital trained nurse. It's just that you dabbled your feet in it, and you had that. You know, to me, the patient is paramount, and all the hierarchy and all the structure around nursing, the person is the person. So, you know, in school, you never see the person, and they're not like in the books,
No.
and you need to know how to relate to people, and your time and management, all that sort of stuff. But really, the people. And so the sooner a person, I believe, who's going to be a nurse, and nursing's well should be, is caring for people, the sooner they get to be near the people,
So
the
was the curriculum actually geared in that way at all? Probably don't remember.
Well, the fact that we were in, that we spent more time in the wards than in school, I'm sure we did. Had to be better. You know, this people say, well, you know, young, inexperienced people were released out on patients. But honestly, and I guess that's true to an extent, but I don't know. I believe one of the most important things about nursing is if you're nursing, and lots of nurses do academic things, they don't deal with patients. But if you are, is how do I relate to people? How do I, and so that, and the way it was structured, the junior wasn't doing, couldn't do anything terrible to a person because they were stuck in the sluice room. So, you know, you learnt and did at the same time, and it all matched up. And so as you got more experience, you dealt with, you know, particular things with sick people, but at least you were amongst it and understanding and seeing people ill, and you know, your brain was thinking, whoa, you know, how does this work and all that sort of thing.